Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and/or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comment.
You got that, Liz?
This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of council, in accordance with council's code of meeting practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all council and committee meetings is taken and placed on council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult council's policy on webcasting of council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Balo Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Map Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the building chief or acting chief warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and smaller basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated. Councillors, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download by Moray Plains Shire Council.
Welcome everyone to our standing committee meeting of the 3rd of March 2022. I have apologies from Councillor Sawyer, and you need to move those?
No, you've got to leave it.
Okay, leave the absence for today as well. Would someone like to move that? Councillor Smith, seconded. Councillor James, all in favour?
Aye.
Carried. The adoption of the minutes of the meeting of the 17th of February 2022. Would someone like to move those? So, Councillor James, seconded. Councillor Orchard, all in favour?
Aye. Yep.
Anyone like to declare any interests? Undeclared. Would someone like to move that we go into closed council to receive these two confidential reports? Moved by Councillor James. Seconded, Councillor Orchard. All in favour?
Aye.
Thank you.
Lock that all.
Yeah, someone like to go in closed council for these ones. Okay, councillors, we're back in committee. And
it was a budget meeting.
At last. And invite Rebecca to give us this report.
Good evening, everyone. I won't try and hold you up too late. We all need to go home. I'm here to speak about the University of New England Moree Plan. This is the process that started last year when UNE engaged with Council and Moree community more broadly to develop a plan really to engage with the region, but in a nutshell, develop courses, short courses for Moree that are industry specific to Moree's current and future skills needs. There was engagement that took place last year to develop the plan, which is an attachment. So the attachment as part of the report is confidential in the sense that the plan is yet to be launched formally, and we're looking to launch that in mid-April. So, is there anything you'd like to add in terms of background for the councillors, I guess?
Yeah, thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor.
This is actually a quite interesting initiative, and it's quite complementary to what we're looking at for the special activation precinct. Traditionally, universities have been very much take it or leave it. Here's our course offering. That's it. The second thing is UNE historically, despite the fact it's a regional university, has not been particularly strongly engaged with the region and us. When the current Vice-Chancellor came on board, Bridget, and she came and visited us, Maureen, she made it abundantly clear that was changing. Firstly, her own academic specialty is regional economic development. So as an academic, that's her specialty area. So she's right on it. It became immediately apparent that she's really, really focused on these things. She wants UNE to be the best regional university it can be, not a mini sandstone, not a faded copy of the University of Sydney, which has been its historical positioning. So this represents part of a broader initiative of the university to engage not only more broadly with the region, but with the specific needs of towns and communities within the region. So as Rebecca indicated, it's not just a matter of short courses tailored to industry, but short courses tailored to Moree's industries, Moree's skill shortages. And part of that is an offering where the first unit is free. And there's an opportunity for people who may not have a background in tertiary education to test the waters at no cost, no risk. And if that works, then there's pathways forward. And they can take single courses, or it can lead up to a graduate diploma or degree or whatever. But because it's industry grounded and based on skills that our town needs, we're getting tailored tertiary education. Now, we've put a little bit of seed funding in last year for $10,000, and the suggestion here is we look another $10,000 to kick it along, and also that we nominate a councillor for the steering committee. So it's really a quite exciting initiative. I have to declare a slight vested interest. I taught at UNE for 15 years, and during my period there was certainly an era of disengagement with the region. So I know the place to some degree from the inside, and it's a very welcome change. But the university is not expecting, sitting up there on the hill, expecting us to come to them. They're not coming to us. Thanks, Beth. Thanks, Mr. Beck.
Thanks, Sam. essentially, the next steps are we'll launch the plan formally in August. April. And then council will be looking to develop an MOU with the UNE as well as part of that. The UNE team will be coming out here during this year to look at specific places in Moree, specific sites where they could either have a campus or have place-based learning and engagement with local people. Solidifying the governance for the plan as well, so that looking at a steering group, but then underneath that there'd be some sort of an advisory group or committee that's still to be resolved, but the real success of this plan will be industry engagement and an industry feeding into this plan, and identifying what courses are specific to Moree, what do local businesses need, what sort of skills do they need, and formulating courses around.
So the plan was to develop short courses based around, say, horticulture, marijuana growing.
Yeah, in certain industries.
As distinct from
marijuana. Get a grant for
that. Agriculture, technology,
biofuels.
Sounds like high school.
Agriculture, manufacturing, freight and logistics would be some key industries. Just
from that perspective.
Councillor, please. Through you, Smith. So this, can I just get my head around this proposal broadly? So is the proposal in general to actually develop a Moree UNE campus? To host these, to have these courses being delivered from? What is the plan
is
actually for?
Is it
engagement plan?
And you're right.
I think I can still mention this. And I think the key here is presence in Moree, not necessarily a traditional campus approach. And that's why there's some interest in looking at what are the available spaces that might best achieve that. Now, it could be the use of the Country University campus. It could be embedding certain activities within actual industry sectors themselves, so that the learning is taking place within those industries, not in, you know, a remote learning campus. So there's definitely an intent that there be an on-the-ground presence, but I wouldn't put it in the way of a traditional university campus. And certainly it won't be, here's your Zoom, away you go. Like, there will be some elements of that.
And the specifics of that are still to be determined through consultations this year as well, in terms of what would work for Moree.
But you're talking about things that were completely practical, with no theory. How are you going to get...
One example, if I could, is
the cotton production course, which is a post-degree course that UNE runs. You have you do most of it at home, but there's a two-week in-house part of it at UNE. Now, it doesn't have to be in Armidale. They tend to put it on in the middle of winter when there's no students there and they could use the colleges. Could be here. There's no reason why the place that's the most productive cotton growing area in Australia shouldn't be holding the in-house cotton production course.
Where?
Well, in the gym. You know, you don't have a lot of people doing it. So, you know, you're not in the theatre at UNE when they're doing the courses. You could have it out here at the TAFE. But you know, there's not that many do it because it's on every year. And it costs a lot of money. It costs $10,000, I think. Maybe more now. When Nell did it, it was $10,000.
That's a piece.
Yeah. So I was present when the Vice Chancellor came to Moree, and I agree, Angus, she is a very impressive woman and has a very impressive vision for UNE. But my questions regarding this is also, so why do they need, my understanding is UNE is a business, why does UNE need $10,000 last year from council and $10,000 this year from council to support the development of the plan?
Well, in terms of, through Mr. Mayor, the previous $10,000, that was basically a co-contribution by council to commitments by UNE, and it was a shared endeavour, and we basically utilised our component of that funding to support the public engagement processes. So, venues, bring people in, those sorts of things.
There's also potential where, in terms of our public spaces, they may look at having safe study spaces or more digital rich spaces in our library, for example. So our manager of library and culture is talking with the UNE team as well around that.
Look, I feel like if it's market failure and we can't get UNE to come to Moree unless council is chipping in money to get them here, then I think, you know, if that's what it is, then I think we need to understand that's what it is. My concern is just that it is UNE's model a bit like, because I know that through the UNE Smart Region Incubator, they're getting $85,000 a year for the running that UNE Smart Region Incubator, which is a grant the council led. They're also getting free use of a space through that. Is there, like, I'm just acknowledging that council is providing significant support to UNE. And if it, I just, you know, if that's what we think we need to do, because we think that it's really important to have some of those courses delivered locally, then that's great. But I just think we have to be aware that to me, there is a significant level of investment from us.
And I'm just follow that up, because obviously there's been, if it's a dollar for dollar thing, there's 20,000 been spent on this. How often have they been at it? How long? I mean, what can we see for the last 10,000 we put in dollar for dollar with the other one? That's $20,000 worth of.
Well, we're looking at 10,000 that wasn't spent. So a lot of the consultation previously and operational costs that all happened online because it happened in the middle of COVID. Mm. So looking at that $10,000 actually being included into the MOU. So it wasn't all spent. So we're looking at being included as part of the MOU agreement. So then that can be our teams can talk through possible solutions for that money.
So there's no guarantee anything will happen though?
or something like that.
No, it,
that money would have conditions. There's no guarantee that for the plan.
If we don't contribute, it will happen either.
Okay, pickle.
So I support this because there's a need for our communities to be up to speed with all of the innovations that are coming. But UNE is not the only ones out there.
Mm.
But they are the only ones who have expressed an interest in coming here and being a partner in the growth. NCEA are out of Southern Queensland Uni and regularly have people here at field days talking about automated machinery, about, you know, sprayers that can wander around your paddocks, about, you know, autonomous tractors, those sorts of things. But they have no presence here. And here's an opportunity here for us to get some presence here and to incorporate them into the CUC. And Sherry Carlise has got links into UNE at the moment, so I'm sure she's going to be successful in getting them to have a greater presence through the CUC. So I think there is a chance for, you know, some sort of innovation that can be grown here, that's able to contact the people who, you know, who are going to put it into practice. I can see that happening, and this isn't a lot of money, and we've got it in the TED fund, which is growing every year. I think there's about 30 grand there that's unallocated, so I think it can work. But I agree with, what are you going to get for your 10 grand is a pretty good question, and why should we be putting it up if they're just doing what they're going to do anyway? I could see that point.
Yeah.
But there's a facility out the road here that TAFE have that has fantastic facilities out there. Mm. You know, they've got lecture halls and they've got, you know, the Wi-Fi, and it's just underdone.
Yeah.
You know,
personally, through you, Mr. Mayor,
and they got an 80 meg license.
I am very much prepared, and I think we should be, as a council, to invest $10,000 into the future of our young, up and coming business people for Moree. We're trying to advance where Moree's going and what it's doing, and one of the best ways you can do that is bring education closer to them. So. Mm. For 10 grand to invest into our future and our young people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be flippant about the money, but let's put it into perspective.
Yep. Councillor Pearce.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just so we're aware, in the last two financial years, there was also $40,000 per annum in the TED fund for the UNE Smart Region Incubator for that project. Mm. There was 40K per annum out in TED, plus the 10 from last year. For this, I believe, and then 10 extra this year. So I'm just, it's when you bundle it all up, it's not nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
So in terms of what we're getting in for return on investment, I agree. I think, you know, tertiary pathways are very important. Skills and training, it seems strange that we are the most productive agricultural shire in Australia and try and get some agricultural training here, and especially trying to grow the skills of our own, I think is very important. I suppose I would value maybe actually us meeting with UNE and knowing more about their plans. But,
before you pass that motion?
Well, I need to be motivated. My eldest son went through UNE, did a course, a Bachelor of Agricultural Production. And that came out of one of the, was part of the consultancy process back about 8 or 9 years ago that started that course. And part of it was run by TAFE, a lot of it was at uni, and a section of it run by TAFE. And that Milton, what's his name?
Orkopoulos?
No.
He was the pedophile.
No.
Bradley?
Oh, Bradley.
He was on the TAFE part of it, and then he left, he was a consultant. They couldn't get anyone else to pick it up.
It's late, Lisa.
And the crew that came through the year, I think, it's just folded. So that was the only bachelor degree in the eastern states by a university in farm management and food production.
And it's gone. And
because it was all too hard to get TAFE to do their half of it, UNE dropped it. So their commitment to agricultural studies really, I think they need to prove that they're more committed to it tomorrow.
Well,
Councillors, are you in a position that someone would like to move that?
I'll move it. And I would nominate Councillor Sawyer, who I think is all over this stuff.
But she's not here.
But she's not here.
Workshopped.
No, can I think she'd be.
Oh, as far as the nominated councillor.
Can I get a seconder for that?
I'm happy to second.
Councillor Rochin.
I think that's a very good question.
I would like to nominate Councillor Sawyer without. Can we just
just defer the nomination of a councillor representative? I think that would be the appropriate thing to do.
I also agree that
Councillor Sawyer would be an excellent representative.
She would be excellent, but how does her timetable
She needs to be able to agree to it.
Yeah.
She's got
to. Otherwise, Councillor Montgomery is very well versed.
Yes.
If I may note through you, Mr. Mayor. If adopted, the resolution talks about consider an allocation of $10,000 in the budget process. So as part of the budget process, we can provide more advice to council about the way in which what I consider to be seed funding might best be applied if there's a value proposition for so doing.
Can we also get information as to where the 90 grand's gone?
Get to open the doors. This is what you're talking about, isn't it? Where's the incubator?
So we received a project update from Mr. Witherby some time ago, and my understanding is a lot of that actually remains unspent, but I would suggest that maybe it's worthwhile Mr. Witherby coming back to the council with a project update on the greenhouse UNE Smart Region Incubator for everyone to be able to get your head around that project and the timelines.
We'll take that one on notice, Mr. Come back with something.
I agree.
Can I quickly grab an opinion on everyone? I did put it out there.
Councillor Smith, did you want to do that in committee? Or you do want to do it in committee?
Just this has been seconded.
Yeah. So we're going to remove number 3. Yep. Okay. Yes. So did anyone else want to speak to the motion? Anyone against? I'll put the motion. All in favour?
Yep.
Against? Motion carried. Councillor Smith, I understand you've got some stuff there. Just a couple of three other items. We didn't go into confidential. Okay, right. So just some standing agenda items here. Responses to previous questions on notice. Not through committee, but I certainly spoke to Mr. McDonald and Mr. Earle today about Councillor James's question on. Notice of motion from our first meeting in terms of the procurement. Also, Councillor Corcoran's reminder about the Town Hall precinct. So, they've been on notice about that. So, are there any other matters there? Questions on notice? Previous questions on notice? Are we, Councillor Pearce?
From my original notice of motion that we were supposed to receive the report on all the prior resolutions of council regarding the MAC, but it hasn't been addressed. I don't know whether how other councillors feel about that, because that was resolved by the full council, but that is still also outstanding.
Okay, we'll just leave it there for a minute, I think. Yeah. That's true, if you're happy with that. Strategic planning, current project updates. So we've obviously had that. Well, I feel we had that today with the SAP stuff, but happy if someone else would like an update on something. Okay, current grants report, which we actually haven't seen one of those yet, I don't believe. Mr. Earl, Mr. McDonald, we're building towards. There was going to be in tabular form, I believe, something around where the grants are up to in terms of
grant-funded projects.
My understanding, the manager of finance is developing a spreadsheet.
Okay. That's been a little. I understand busy, but it's been there for a little while. So the next meeting of committee will be the 17th of March, as I've said there. Any other matters in committee? Okay, I'll call the.
Is this Mr. Earl's last hurrah here?
It is.
Thank God for that.
For this period.
Do we need a motion to close that?
For this period.
Okay, so the meeting's closed.